to Season 6 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rollins, and I have a whole year's worth of TV trivia all set for you. We'll do old shows and new shows, but always shows that are completed, with the exception of some that have gotten reboots. We've done several shows in past seasons, especially sci-fi shows, so if you don't hear me talk about your favorite show, check out dorkygeekynerdy.com to see if I've covered it already. We kick off Season 6 with one of the biggest sitcoms of all time, MASH. How big was it? Well, the series finale is still the most watched episode of television. Only live sporting events have had more viewers. I've talked enough, so let's get started with the show.
What it be, trivia lovers? It's your pal Ryan Buds, host of Trivia with Buds, a Monday through Friday pop culture podcast with episodes under 10 minutes to give your nostalgic brain a workout. With over 2,000 episodes, you're all set for fun and games on your next long flight, road trip, or weekend hangout with friends and family. Check out recent episodes on famous mullets, Dungeons & Dragons, classic cocktails, and tons more. And for info on virtual, in-person, and hybrid trivia, bingo, and game show events, go to my website, triviawithbuds.com. Cheers!
The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who played Hawkeye Pierce for the duration of the series? Alan Alda. Number 2. The show is set during which conflict? The Korean War. Number 3. What is the nickname for Hawkeye and Company's tent? The Swamp. Number 4. Larry Linville played what high-strung character for the first 5 seasons of MASH? Major Frank Burns. Number 5. What character tried cross-dressing as a way to get out of the army? Corporal Klinger. Number 6. Which officer brought his own horse to the MASH unit? Colonel Potter. Number 7. Actor Wayne Rogers auditioned for Hawkeye before being cast as who on MASH? Trapper John McIntyre. Number 8. William Christopher played what religious figure for 213 episodes of the series? Father Francis Mulcahy. Number 9. What was Major Houlihan's nickname? Hot Lips, though the name stopped being used during the course of the show. Number 10. Though set during the Korean War, the show was a commentary on what then-active war? The Vietnam War. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Alan Alda is credited in all 251 episodes of the show, along with what other actor? Loretta Swit, who played Margaret Houlihan. Number 2. What was Major Houlihan's position in the unit? head nurse? Number three, what was the unit number for the MASH unit shown in MASH? The 477th. Number four, what does MASH stand for? Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Number five, Colonel Potter is a veteran of how many wars? Three. He served in World War I, World War II, and Korea. Number six. David Ogden Stiers was added to the show as which character? Charles Winchester III. Number seven. Who wrote the book that the series and movie are based on? Richard Hooker. Number eight, what character replaced Trapper John as Hawkeye's sidekick starting in season four? B.J. Honeycutt. Number nine, the show used a laugh track except for scenes filmed on which set? The operating room. Number 10. What comedy magazine parodied the show with the acronym MUSH? MAD Magazine. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Who is the only actor to play the same character in the film and TV version of MASH? Gary Berghoff, who played Radar. Number two, what director's son has earned over $2 million in royalties for the show's theme song? The theme song, titled Suicide is Painless, was written by Mike Altman. He's the son of the film's director, Robert Altman. Ironically, Robert Altman only made $70,000 for his work on the film. Number three, in what year did the show premiere? 1972. Number four, how many seasons did this show have? 11. For comparison, the actual Korean War lasted 3.5 years. Number five, what was the title of the series finale? Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen. Number six, MASH had what three spin-off series? Trapper John MD, which didn't feature any of the original cast, After MASH, and Walter. Number seven, what actor wore his own dog tags as part of his character's costume? Jamie Farr. He served in the Army. Number 8. What actor appeared on the Cher sketch comedy show announcing, "Guys, I'm okay"? McLean Stevenson. After his character, Henry Blake, was killed off, angry viewers flooded the production company's phone lines. Number 9. The outdoor sets for MASH were built near what California city? Malibu, California. You can find a rusted Jeep and a sign for where the set stood in Malibu Creek State Park. Number 10. Who is credited with creating the series? Larry Gelbart. And that's it for our first episode of Season 6. Let me know on Spotify, Facebook, Reddit, or YouTube what your favorite episode of MASH was. If you're looking for ways to support the show, I've added a new patron tier at patreon.com. You won't get stickers, but if $12 a year is worth it, you can get ad-free episodes. I appreciate all your support. I'll be back here next week with another episode. Here's a clue. What TV sitcom had main characters with occupations like experimental physicist, theoretical physicist, astrophysicist, and aerospace engineer? This show is a lot newer than MASH, so if this wasn't your day, maybe next Wednesday will be. This was episode 267, the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening. When her 19-year-old son Jack miraculously recovers from a serious head trauma, Maggie is sure her luck has changed. But when she's abducted by a shadow from her past, a phantom with dangerous sapphire eyes, it's up to Jack and his younger brother Tom to unravel the mystery and save their mom from a deadly psychological battle. The brothers seek help from their colorful great aunt, who exposes them to a world of nefarious family secrets, explosive government conspiracies, and a series of horrific murders. Together, they must navigate a dark underworld full of political subterfuge and class warfare before the psychopath who took their mother reaches his shatter point. Evolved Publishing presents a gripping, intriguing glimpse of what America might become. Winner of the Pinnacle Book Achievement Award for Best Thriller. Shatterpoint, written by Jeff Altbeth and narrated by Brian Rollins. Shatterpoint, available now in audiobook.